Welcome to 48 Hour Books. Calls may be recorded for quality assurance. If you know your party's extension, you can dial it at any time or dial 0 for the next available customer service representative. Dial 1 to search our extension directory by name using the letters on your keypad.
Hello, this is Ella. How can I help you?
Yes, hey Ella, this is Steve. I just wanted to know, like, I need to place an order for printed books. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So what I need to do is I need to place, like, it's going to be 4 books and it's going to be in total 8 orders. So I need 3 hardcover copies for each book, 1 paperback copy of 3 of the books, and 16 paperback copies of 1 book.
We have a minimum order of 10 of each kind per book.
Yes. No worries. So it's let's do this. It's going to be 10 paperback copies for all 4 books and 10 hardcover copies for all 4 books.
Okay, yeah, you'll just need to place an order for each one of the books.
So
online. Is
there any possibility, like, I can place 1 order for all of them?
No, because we need to keep all the files separate. If we have one for all of them, it's going to be very confusing to our pre-press department.
All right, so, like, I got it. So, like, do I need to pay a separate shipping fee for all 8 orders?
We can have them all shipped together. You can make a note and we can have them all shipped together.
So all I need to...
one shipment.
Yeah,
just make a comment
be...
when you get to the part where the comments are, yes.
But on the payment, I believe I will be charged separately for each order.
It's based on weight, so it's going to be the same if it's all added together or it's separate, because UPS is all based on the weight of the shipment.
All right. So you're saying I only need to pay shipping fee for 1 order based on the
weight. It'll be per order because it's going to be the same if you lump them all together. It's based on weight. So each separate order is going to have shipping, but it's going to be the same as if you lump them all together because it's all going to weigh the same, whether you separate them or whether you put them together, the weight is going to be the same. So the cost would just be... if you lumped them all together, the cost would be the same as if you took all the separate orders and added it together. So even though it's going to be separated, it'll be the same cost, yeah.
I'm really sorry, but I'm still a little confused here. So on the website, what I have to do, like, I need to place 8 different orders.
Yeah. Yes.
8 different orders.
Yes.
Yeah, 8 different orders, including a shipping fee for all 8 of them.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, and it'll be the same as if you did 1 shipping for all of them because it's all, like I said, it's based on the weight of the shipment.
Even
if you separate them, it weighs the same as if you put them all together.
All right. And can you please tell me what's the standard printing time?
Are they paperback books?
Yep.
Okay, if there's no foils or anything on the cover, a paperback book only takes 2 days after you approve your final proof. And where are you shipping them
to?
So
if I need to ship them to Maine.
Maine is it the lower part of Maine, not the northern part? The very northern part is 3 days, but the most of the state is 2.
All right, like 2 days in total or 2 days for the printing and then 2 days
for
the shipping?
It would be 4 days. It would be 4 days.
4 days in total. All right.
When you approve the final proof to when you receive, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. And does Saturday and Sunday count or is
it
business days?
It's business days.
All right, so if I place an order today, it's going to be delivered till Wednesday, right?
Yes, if you approve the proof today, we can get you the proof today.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be for the paperback and for the hardcover, it's going to be 3 days for printing.
Those take 5 days to print.
All right, Ella. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right.
Take care.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.